Time now for a look around the NFC East, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack. Now, it's Eagles 360. And, Glenn, it's just hard to get traction in the NFC Beast. What a division.
Dave, I looked at this week going in, right? And I thought, okay, the Eagles are at home. It's a tough team. But if they can beat Atlanta, they're going to gain ground because the Giants had a tough game. I thought Dallas going into Pittsburgh was going to be a win for Pittsburgh. And the Redskins had a tough game. They all won.
So we start at the top of the division. We talk about the Dallas Cowboys. 8 straight wins. No quarterback controversy. And rookie running back Ezekiel Elliott, absolutely, probably the leading candidate to be the MVP in the National Football League this year. Glenn's
my first note there.
Yeah, Glenn's got his ballot ready to go.
He's going to be the youngest MVP ever.
Yeah, and the Cowboys will play, I think, the Ravens this week. Is that right? So they are not really in position to lose a lot of games down the stretch here. They have a commanding lead in this division.
They do, and I think he really is the story there. He's only the third rookie to gain over 1,000 yards rushing in his first 9 games of his career, joining Eric Dickerson and Adrian Peterson.
Not a bad company to be in.
And to me, so much of it is about the offensive line. If you saw the game over the weekend and you saw his 3 touchdowns, he wasn't touched once on any of those 3 touchdowns. Part of that is him. But part of that line,
the offensive line,
yeah, really just opens it up for him all the time. It's making the entire entire offense look great, which helps the defense look great. They've won 8 in a row. They have 2 home games coming up.
Yeah, they are humming. How about the Washington Redskins? Impressive win over the weekend against the Minnesota Vikings. A comeback victory for Washington. And I wonder at what point will we say, Glenn Macnow included, that Kirk Cousins is a pretty darn good quarterback because he is having an outstanding season. And the Redskins deserve a lot of credit for resurrecting the career of tight end Vernon Davis, who's provided a really nice 1-2 punch along with Jordan Reed at that position. The Redskins continue to roll with that offense, Glenn. They're going to be a tough out.
They're going to be a tough out. I'll give you the Vernon Davis. I'm still not set on Kirk Cousins. And I think the big story on their offense there right now is the kid, Rob Kelly, the kid who we saw late against the Eagles, had that 45, 54, whatever yard run it was. He's now their lead back. He had 97 yards this week. He had a good game the week before. I'm watching this kid. He's got great instincts. He turns a 2-yard loss into a 3-yard gain every single time. I think they may have found a running back to go along with everything else they have.
Okay, and then the Giants on Monday night coming back to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. And there still seems to be a bit of, I don't know, fool's gold here, if you will, with the Giants. But they've won 4 straight games. Eli Manning connecting with Odell Beckham Jr. all night against the Bengals. I think 8 of 8 in the first half, couple of touchdowns. Odell Beckham showing just how important it is to be a superstar wide receiver and how you can carry an offense that the last 3 games, I think they've rushed for under 50 yards in each game. And yet they've won all 3 games.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he really is it. He had 10 catches, 97 yards. And even when he's not the primary receiver, he will lock up 2 defenders. And you saw in their game-winning touchdown that Eli was able to have everybody go the other way and then find somebody else on the other side. That's working for them. I think their defense is kind of coming together. They'd spent all that money and we hadn't seen it. Their defense looks a little bit better right now, particularly Landon Collins, the young second-year safety. 4 interceptions in the last 3 games, just becoming an impact player on the Giants' defense. Dave, there's not an easy out. There's not an easy win in this division.
And
I didn't see it coming in. I didn't see the NFC
East. You've
got
a couple of young quarterbacks in Philadelphia, in Dallas. That makes a difference. You've got a quarterback that some people still don't think is very good in Washington.
Still overrate him. I'm still not sold.
And Eli Manning's got some weapons around him, and the defense has improved quite a bit for the Giants. And remember, all 3 of those teams come to Lincoln Financial Field to close the season. The Eagles hopefully in position to capitalize and push to the playoffs. Something that not a whole lot of people would have said
4
back in
at
September.
Home right now.
Right.
So there you go.
Keep it going. All right, that's our look around the NFC East, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. One more segment to go here on Eagles 360. We're back in a moment to set you up with what's going to be happening on a very busy Wednesday. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud to be the official furniture store of the Philadelphia Eagles.